Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with our special guest, Dr. Gary Wood, been with us all week. He's been to heaven, and we've had such a wonderful time, but he said, we haven't even been to heaven yet. So today, Dr. Wood said, we're going to heaven. Come and go with us. Gary?
Amen. Thank you, Billy. The most depinest thought that can ever occupy the mind of man is heaven and how to get there, and I've been there. And it was December 23rd, 1966. I died in an automobile accident. I was caught up into a swirling, massive funnel-shaped cloud. And Billy, angels came, and they lifted me up underneath their wings. And they began to sing, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and power, wisdom and dominion be given unto thee forever, O Lord. Amen and amen. Shelly's here, and we love her, and wow, what a singer she is, and she can get over in the spirit realm, but you ain't heard anything till you've heard a maraud of heavenly angels singing the Hallelujah chorus.
Oh!
He is Lord, and that's what they're escorting me, you know, and they're taking me up, and I was walking on like something like one of those modern walkways, like you're in an airport, and it's one of those little things that move along quickly, you know, to help you walk, but we're going north, and I don't ask me how I knew that. I just instinctively knew we were going towards the north. But the scriptures attest to the fact, Job 26:7, Isaiah 14, and then our favorite Psalm 48, great is the Lord, greatly to be praised in the city of our God, and the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Sinai on
the
sides
of the
north, the city of the great king. So I see that city as this cloud opens up, and this brilliant light that engulfed me, but it's not blinding. And I look up and see this gigantic golden satellite suspended in heaven. There's nothing on this world that can sustain it. And so God has to put it out there in space. And I remember walking up a green grassy hill. The grass is very luscious and thick. I look down, and it's like dewdrops, but they're diamonds on the grass, just sparkling on the grass. When you step and walk on the grass, there's no indentions where you had previously stepped. And the grass just comes through your feet. And you look back, and there's nothing there that shows a footprint. And so I started walking up this hill. Several years ago, I met a scientist who put a man on the moon, and he said, son, I want to give you a tidbit of information. He said, I want to tell you what it equates to scientifically, what the Bible talks about the dimensions of heaven. And I was very interested. He said it's 2.7 billion cubic miles in circumference. Heaven is laid out in the form of a square. Now, there are 12 gates that are accessible from every area, north, south, east, and west, so that every person can come in from some direction into the city. And I remember the foundation of the city had the 12 names of the 12 apostles inscribed on them, and then there were gates of pearl. Now, these gates of pearl are 500 miles in width, 780,000 stories high, and there's enough room to comfortably accommodate 100,000 billion people. That's more people than have ever lived on planet Earth at any one time. Well, the gate of pearl represents Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who was slain for our sins. And the gates are never closed. If you were to take a square piece of land from Dallas, Texas to Washington, D.C. and back, you'd have an example of the size of heaven. It's about 625 million city blocks as we know them. Heaven is as large as from the most northern part of Maine to the most southern part of Florida, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Rocky Mountains. It's so big that it encompasses not only our world, our solar system, our galaxy, but our universe as well. The city is pure solid gold. It's transparent. Now, all my life, growing up as a kid, I was taught, and all the preachers and evangelists would say, that the streets of heaven are paved with gold. Wrong. They are not paved with gold. They are gold. Pure, solid gold. The only thing, if you've ever been to Oral Roberts University, You see some of the pavement there, and you see the sparkling of the pavement. However they did that, that's kind of an example of how it looks. But it's basically transparent. You can see all the way through it, like a transparent plexiglass pulpit. It's not paved with gold. It is pure gold. Now, I didn't understand that until several years ago when another scientist came up to me and said, son, I want to give you some information. He said, maybe this will help you. And I'm always open to receive these kind of things. And he said, there is an impurity in gold. He said, when that impurity is removed, we have discovered gold is not yellow in its finest state. It is transparent, crystal clear. Now, if you want to check me out on that, go to a fine jeweler. I'm talking about one that sells Rolex watches, you know, real nice watches or diamonds, and you'll find out that I'm telling you the truth, that gold in its purest refined state is transparent. It's clear. Well, this is what I'm seeing. And the city's in the form of a cube, and inside is the light, Jesus the light. And he's shining a reflection upon the 12 stones or foundations of the city. They are the exact stones found in the high priest's breastplate in Exodus 28:15-21. All right. Jasper is one of those stones. That's the first foundational stone, which stands for diamonds and the glory of God. It also stands for fire. Think about a fire on a cold winter night, and it sends out a variety of colors. That's what I'm seeing. Ladies, think about one of these days, you're not going to have a beautiful diamond ring to wear or tennis bracelet or earrings. I mean, you're going to be walking on it. You're going to be walking on it. And here's the kicker, men. We don't have to foot the bill. Now, I did some research, and a certified scientist put into a computer, and he discovered it would take seven of this world's accumulative wealth just to garnish one of the foundations of this place the Bible calls heaven. The Bible says it's a holy city. The Bible says without holiness, no man will see God. The Bible says blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. There's no disappointment there. There's no weariness there. There's no crying there. There's no funeral dirges played there. I mean, there's no taxes ever due on your mansion in heaven. No hospitals. I tell the young people all the time in our crusades, no pimples. Glory to God. You're going to be perpetually young. You're vibrant. No sickness. And in this transition from earth to heaven, the first thing that I recognized was that I still retained all my my facilities. I could hear, I could smell, I could taste. Your earthly body is in the image and the likeness of Jesus's body when it was resurrected, where he could just move without any restrictions. He ate fish with his disciples on the seashore. And you move gracefully, just like you're just kind of floating through the air. Well, the first thing that happened is I walked up. I remember going in. There was an angel, Billy, that stood at least 70 feet tall. This angel had beautiful gold-spun hair, had a sword drawn. And there was another angel that came from within the city walking down the street and had a set of books. And there was some exchange between these two angels. I was then granted access into the city. I walked into the city, went down a corridor, walked a little ways, and met my best friend who had died in an automobile accident previous in high school, and his head had been decapitated, and I immediately recognized him. I knew who he was. And we embraced one another, which answers in my mind, will we know one another in heaven? Matthew 8:11. You're going to know him. Think about when you get to heaven, man, I get excited about this because think about Papa Hagen teaching the things he's going to be teaching and sharing. Think about Moses. How'd you go to seminar with Moses? And man, Billy Brim's going to be up there, and Gary Wood will kind of just be sitting on the side studying from all these wonderful people. And singers, man, music, you never heard anything like it. Well, people ask me this question all the time, and so I want to really say it over your radio program. People say, what about my loved ones that did not know the Lord? Well, I grieve over them not being in heaven if they missed heaven. Well, here's the answer. There's several scriptures, but here's one. Psalm 9:5. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Be like you just don't know they existed. They just didn't exist. And so that's why it's so of utmost importance that we win people to Jesus. Billy, I saw what happens when people get born again. My friend took me into a library and I saw the Lamb's Book of Life. I saw my name. It looked like a lamb's wool, and he opened it up and found my name, Gary Wood, which I was adopted. My birth name was not Wood, but my adopted name was there, which I got born again under. And they found it in the Lamb's Book of Life, flipped it over, and it said, paid in full by the precious red blood of Jesus. I had a right to be there. Hallelujah. And when a person gets born again, I saw what happens. I saw a man come down, kneel, get born again, and they immediately, there's people on the hillsides of heaven.
There was a man on earth, and he was getting born again. This is happening in heaven. What happened in heaven?
The people in heaven are watching on the hillsides, like sitting in grandstands. They're a great cloud of witnesses, and they're watching, they're observing. They went immediately. No restrictions whatsoever. They just flew through the air, found this man's mother in heaven and said, rejoice, rejoice, your son is coming home again. And then there's great rejoicing. Man, all the saints are rejoicing, clapping, because when people go home, I heard you say this on Gloria Copeland's program, when people go home, everybody knew about Oral Roberts. They were saying, Brother Roberts is coming home.
Yeah.
You know, when I went, Gary Wood's coming, he's on his way. And they came down there and people are signed to go down there and talk to you and to greet you and to make you welcome. It's a happy reunion. This man's mother had been praying for him, of course, and now she finds out that her son is born again. And the angels just have to stand there and kind of fold their wings because they're created beings and they don't know anything about salvation. And so this is going on all the time. We need to be telling people about Jesus so they can get born again, so that heaven can begin to rejoice and break out in joy over one sinner that comes to know Jesus Christ
just
as their
like
Savior.
The Bible says. And so what you saw, Gary, was like the grandstand.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking down and they could see into earth.
Yes, ma'am.
And they saw when this person came to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And the Bible says there's more joy in heaven over one lost sinner that repents than 99 just persons.
Amen.
So when they saw that person came to the Lord, they went quickly and got the boy's mother. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
Amen.
Heaven rejoiced.
Yes.
Whenever Hallelujah. I'm in a meeting and somebody gets born again, I'm thinking, my husband and I, who lives in heaven,
mm-hmm.
we're at the same party right now.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
Absolutely.
Going on here.
He knows
it's going
exactly
on in heaven.
What's going on.
Absolutely. They know things. And so we want you to know more about heaven. We're going to be talking the rest of this week and next week. And you can go on our radio. Our radio programs are archived. You can go on there and you can listen again. Or you can get your friends to listen. You can go back to Monday. If today's Thursday and the first time you happen to get the broadcast, go back and listen from Monday on and listen to him give his testimony, Gary Wood, of a place called heaven. It's also written in a book. It's fascinating. I reread it. I've read it several times, but I reread it again knowing he was going to be here with us today. It will bless you. Just telephone us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. And then, of course, everybody's online these days, billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org. And so we want you to have the book. We're offering it a special price for $10. And everybody here in the studio is with me today, and we're so enjoying. We can't wait till tomorrow. We're going back to heaven tomorrow.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. And you're going to see all the intricate details. Hear all the intricate details that Gary has. So all of us are saying until tomorrow, shalom, shalom.